This is KUT. It's still 2.5 months until the Texas primary, but now we know who's officially running for office. KUT's Ben Philpott has a roundup of who we'll see on the ballot and what races promise to be the most competitive.
The big news over the last few days has focused on longtime Austin State Representative Elliot Neistat deciding to not run for re-election. That's led to 7 people filing to run for his seat, House District 49. All are Democrats and cover a wide range of experience, from legislative staffers to advocates for housing and abortion rights to a current AISD school board member and more. Beyond District 49, there are only a couple other races with any action in the primaries. Southwestern Travis County State Representative Paul Workman has a challenger in Jay Wiley. And with State Senator Troy Frazier retiring, 5 Republicans are battling for the district that touches Western Travis County. Of the 3 Williamson County state reps, only incumbent Republican Marcia Farney has a primary opponent, Marble Falls resident Terry Wilson. There are no contested state legislative primary races in Hays County. What about the other Senate and House districts that reach into Travis County? Democratic incumbents Donna Howard, Eddie Rodriguez, and Donna Dukes don't have a primary challenger or a Republican one in the November general election. Democratic State Representative Celia Israel will face off against Republican Cesar Ruiz in November. Ben Philpott, KUT News.